Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Bruchim HaMa'azinim. This shiur will be Ezra Shambi, a Meseches Chulin, Daf Nun Gimel. This daf is Mali V'Gadish, Yesoidis, and Yesoidis, in the sugya of Drusa and Sofik Drusa, and generally in regards to Sofik Treifa. And we're going to try Be'ezra Shem to clarify as much as Yodenu is Magas. And we're going to start first with Ha'ara Imshat. The Gemara says, Ein Drusa Ela Mechayim. La Fuke La Achar Misa Deloi. And the Gemara is Masver that it doesn't actually mean a Drusa of La Achar Misa Mamish, but it's referring to if the Dairis sticks its hand and its claws into the Behemah and addresses, and before it has a chance to be Shalif, to pull its hand out, its hand gets cut off. So the halacha is that we say that it's not a Drusa, because the eris is only released Bahadi the Shalif. And being that over here its hand was cut off before it was Shalif, it's not going to have a din of a Drusa. That's the halacha that the Gemara brings. The Gemara further starts another sugya. Amar Rav Baravuna Amar Rav. Arish Anichnas Labena Shvarim V'nimtza Tziparin V'gabe Sholechem Mehem. What happens if you have a reed that goes amongst a bunch of Shvarim, and we didn't actually see the Maisa Drisa, but there's evidence that a Maisa Drisa may have happened from the fact that there's a Tziparin, there's a lone nail, a claw, that's in the back of one of the Shvarim. And the Gemara discusses, does this create a chshash that it was Nidras or not? And the Gemara says, L'maisa, that it's mitli tali the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, if Chayshashin L'sofik Drusa or not. So the Bach, in Simen Nun Zayin, Sivkat and Tazayin, asks a Meridike obvious question. We just finished saying that it's only Bahadi the Shalif that it's mighty the Eris. And if you cut off the hand before it was Shalif, then there's no Eris and it doesn't have a din of Drusa. Over here where we found the Tzipirin Begabe of one of the Shvarim, so it turns out that it wasn't mighty the Tzipirin. So even if it's true that it came Ayideh the Drusa of Ari and not from the Kaisel, like the Gemara wants to talk about, still it's not going to have a din of Drusa because you don't have a Metzias of Shalif. Because the Tzipirin was broken off before it was Shalif. So the Bach answers three terutzim. The first terut zok to Bach, that Enechanami, this Tzipirin itself, would not make the shard to be a Drusa. But once we see that the Ari was Dairis with this Tzipirin, we're chayshish that it was Dairis v'chayzer v'dairis. And probably it did another Maisa Drusa as well. And this terut is also Nizkar in the Shach in Nekudas HaKasef in Simen Nun Zayin Tzivkat and Gimel. Now, L'chayre, this Teretz is the like of Taisus and Arasugia, but Divya Maschol Kamash Malon. Because Taisus says, on the Gemara earlier that says, the Bahadi the Shalav Shadi Ziyare, that based on that, there are those that wanted to make a mistake, that what happens if we can catch a bird that's in the midst of being Nidras Ayideya nets, and the nets are still lying on the bird, and it did not yet remove its reglaim from the bird, and we want to be Sheikhit the bird at that rega. So there are those that were matter it because it does not yet have a din of Drusa, because the nets did not yet have a chance to be Maitzi its reglayim from the bird, and therefore was not yet Maitzi Eres. Zog Taisus, that's a mistake. Because the Mitzias is, as Taisus, Zelashainai, Dechesha Hanets, Raidef Achara Eif Veleichtai, Makeu Kama Pa'am and Baraglov, Vidaris Vishalev Kama Zimnan. Taisus says the Mitzias by Hanets is that it's Dairis Vachaiser Vidaris Kama Pa'am. Now, Taisus says this as his own hanacha, misvara denavshe. Now, if Taisus learned like this first chat of the Bach, then this would be muchach minei bay of the Gemara coming up, that even by an Ari, not specifically by an Etz, any time we see one Maisa Drisa, even if that Maisa Drisa mitzad atzmai is not going to be nechshav a Drisa because it was not yet shalaf yaday, we would be chayshish for dairus v'chazir v'dairus. The fact that Taisus doesn't bring a raya, and the fact that Taisus says it specifically by an Etz, because he understands that that's the Metzias, Misvara Denavshei, indicates that that's not how he learned Pshat in the coming Gemara. Okay, the Bach says two more terutzim. The second terut says the Bach, is that even if we don't want to be chayshus, that it was Dairus v'chayzer v'dairus, but Sachakol we found one Tzipirin from one hand. It's possible that B'shas Maisa, it was Dairus with both hands, or Akoponim with all the Tzipirnayim of that one specific hand. Therefore, we're chayshus that that Maisa Drisa itself happened ba'ifin that it asers, although that specific lone Tzipirin would not make it a Drusa. This could stem with Taisus, because Taisus' chiddush in regards to the nets is that even though it was not Meser Raglayim, and we see that all its Tzipirnayim are still embedded inside the eif, so there's no chshash tapashas Meise, it did a Meise Drusa that's going to aser it, Taisus wants to be mechadish that we're chayshish for dairus v'chayzer v'dairus. That Taisus needs his own svara for. Because from the Gemara of Dari, which is only talking about one specific tzipirin, we can ask for it based on the fact that it will be chayshish that it was dairus b'shas maise with both hands, or akalpanim, all the claws on one specific hand. That's the second teretz of the Bach. The third teretz of the Bach is a merit de gechidish. That behemes, this that the Gemara says, that if it's pasku el yaday, that it's not mitzi eretz, because it's only mitzi eretz when it's shalif yaday. That's only true if you're pasku el yaday, like the Gemara says. But let's say only the tzipirin was nishmat, but the ari pulled away its hand. Bishasa pulls away its hand, even if it leaves the tzipirin itself embedded in the back of the shor, it's going to be mitzi eretz. Dafke, if you cut off the hand, it's not mitzi eretz, but not if you break off the tzipirin. Now, although this is a chiddush in svara, be'emes, this is mashma like that in the Lashon HaGemara. Because the Ikar memory is, ein drusa ele mechayim, la'afuke la'achar misa deloy. That there's no drusa la'achar misa. And the Gemara Maskana comes out, that it doesn't mean a real misa of the whole animal, but rather, like Rashi's Masber, misa de ka'amar, misa so'ever shenechtach. Because the aver is dead. Now that's true only b'makom where you cut off the aver, so there's misa so'ever. For breaking off a tzipirin is avada not considered misa, which is why, according to this mahalich, the Gemara says this halacha davka b'misa so'ever, and if it's paskul yodei, and not if it just broke off the tzipirin. Now lemaisa, the Reish Yosef in Arasugya says that Rashi is meduyek not like this chiddush of the Bach, because Rashi says with the v'maschol d'shalif, kishachaylitz u'maitzi tzipirnoi migaba, mashma only when it takes out the tzipirin, but if it just remove its hand and leave the tzipirin inside, it's mashma that it would not be mitzi eretz. So Rashi would not be able to learn like this teretz. Hayyitze, in summary, we have three terutzim. Either that we're chayshish for dairus v'chayzer v'dairus, or that we're chayshish that b'shas the drisa of the ari was dairus not just with this tzipirin, but with both hands, or upon him all the tzipirnayim in this one hand. Or that the emes is that the halacha of Bahadi the Shalav just means that if you're placing the aver and not if you break off the tzipirnayim. The first teretz is the chayre nistar midibir taisus devir maschol kamash malon. And the third teretz, Dr. Reish Yosef, Rashi is mashma, not like that. Ad kan de shtikol, and now let's go weiter to the ikar inyan of Safik Drusa. The inyan of Safik Drusa and Safik Treifas Bechlal is an inyan that has come up many times in previous shiurim, and specifically on Daf Mem Gimel. But being that Daf Nun Gimel is the headquarters to the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel by Safik Drusa, we're going to chazer over the Iker Shitas HaRishayim and the Hezberim of the Achrayim, and Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chidush. The Gemara in Arasugya brings down the Iker Machlekes of Rav and Shmuel, that the case is going where we know that an Ari was all that it went into the area of the Shvarim, and we heard that the Ari was Shasik, and the Shvarim were Makarkaron, the animals that may have been Nidras were making noise. In that case of the Gemara, there's a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that we're not chayshish l'safek drusa, and we assume that the noises that the animals were making is just because of fright. Whereas Shmuel says that we have to be chayshish that the ari was dairus. That's the ikar case of the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. A secondary case, which is also telling the machlekes Rav and Shmuel, is the case of ari shenichnas ben ha-shvarim, and was nimtz tzipirin begabe shalechad mehem. We found the tzipirin in the back of a shar. There, the question is, did the tzipirin come from the drusa sa'ari, or did the tzipirin come because it was neschachach habukaisel? There too, the Gemara says that lefi rav, lishitasei, that he holds in chayshin l'safa drusa, we're going to be taila that the tzipirin came from the kaisel, whereas according to Shmuel that holds chayshin l'safa drusa, we're going to be matrif misafik. There's a third case, earlier in daf mem gimel, which the Gemara also shtels to the machlaikas of chayshin l'safa drusa, and that's in the Legabi, the member of Ula, of Yashav Le Kites Beveshet. And we have a suffix whether or not this Kites made a hole in the Veshet. So the Gemara says that it's telling the Machlekes that if you hold Chayshish on the Suffolk Drusa, there too are Chayshish for the hole. Whereas if you hold Ein Chayshish on the Suffolk Drusa, like Shitas Rav, it's going to be Kosher. So we have to be Yairit to understand what's the Aymik of the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, and in which cases is it Nogeya, and when is it not Nogeya. So be'ikar, there are three shitas of Rishayim. Shitas of Taisvis, shitas Rabbeinu Yoina Udi'ime, and shitas of Rambam. Shitas of Taisvis is earlier on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, B'divya Maschol Kasavar Ula, And also, in Masechta Yevamos, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, the Tosfos that goes on to Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, he holds that Be'emes, we have to be makel by a suffix treifa b'chlal, because there's a chazaka to be a kara that says that it was born not being a treifa, so we could assume that it continues to not be a treifa. Every suffix drusa, or suffix if it's in siyashav lekaitz b'veshan and made a hole, me'ikara there was no hole, me'ikara was not nidras. So we should go b'as a chazak and me'ikara and say that it remains not a treifa. Now as a side point, what about if we have a suffix whether or not it was born with a treifus? So the achreinim are marach in this inyan, ayin the shav shmeitzah, shmeitzah hey, and other achreinim, and they say that be'emes is a chazak abami kayak raiv, which means that because every animal is nailed with a raiv that it's not a treifa, even though eventually it was this ayra reyesa that may tell us that it is a treifa, but because originally we went basarai before the reyesa came to be, therefore that created a chazaka de meikar that we assume that it was not a treifa, and a chazaka b'mikayach reiv says that we continue to assume that it's not a treifa. But ein kan makaymai for that inyan, whether or not we say chazaka b'mikayach reiv or not. What's negeya, our gemara, and the sugya on daf mem gimel, is that in these cases is a pashat a chazaka, because it was born not being drusa and without a hole in the veshet, so there's a pashat the chazaka the meikara. That's be'emes shitas rav. So what's pshat in shitas Shmuel? Zog Taisvis, that be'emes Shmuel also agrees that b'derech klal, if you have a suffix treifa, we're going to go basa chazaka the meikara and say that it's not a treifa. Nevertheless, Zog Taisvis, daf mem gimel amud beis v'zel ha'shaynai, shani hacha de drusa shchicha. Because drusa is shchiach, that's why in this case, where we know that the Ari was al, and was iu shasik v'inu makarkaran, and we have a suffix if it was dairis or not, we're going to be chayshish that maybe it was dairis because drisa is shchiach. Taisus masechti yevamis is maisef hasber. Zog taisus azel ashayne mishum de shchicha, umuchacha milsa le'isura tfei medilahetera. And this is what the achreinim call a suffix she'ein shakol. It's not an equal suffix because be'emes, the circumstances make us believe more to the tzad that it actually was beiris, because that's the derech of Ari. It's something that's shchiach. Therefore, shita Shmuel is that b'makam savak shein eshakol, we don't go basar chazaka, and we're going to be matrif. So hayyitze, that the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is, what's the halacha b'makam where we have a savak shein eshakol, if we're making it on the chezkas heter, the chazaka d'meikara, that it wasn't a treifa. The fi Rav, we go basar chazaka d'meikara, even though it's a savak shein eshakol, whereas according to Shmuel, because the savak shein eshakol, we don't go basar chazaka. The achreinim ayin prima gadim and simchav tesam and simchav nzayin and other places, that's mashma that it's only a din derabban on the fi Shmuel. But akapanim, that's the side of Shmuel. What about in the case of nimtzit tziporin begabai? So Taisus and Nafim Gimel says that there too we have to say that it's dummy litlais yaiser bedrusa sari kamay besavik drusa de alma. In that situation also, based on the circumstances that the Ari was nichnas ben Shvarim and we found the tziporin, there's a more of an itia to say that it actually came from the drisa, so it's also a suffix shein shakol. Therefore, we're going to be machmer in that case of Yishmuel as well. What about in the case of Yashav Kites Beveshet? So Taisus and Yevamos over there says that Tzarech Leima, that there it's also a suffix shein shakol, and the circumstances are moira that if there's a kites, probably there's a greater itia to say that there is a hole. Hayyitze, that the machlekes Rav and Shmuel is a very specific machlekes in very specific circumstances. In most cases, b'makom where you have a suffix, Sai Rav and Sai Shmuel say, you go basa chazaka to make kar, and we say it did not become a treifa. There are specific cases which are included in the machlekes of suffix drusa, where there's a greater shchichus, it's a suffix shein shakol, and there Rav says, nevertheless, we go basa chazaka, and Shmuel says, we don't. So it comes out, when the Gemara says, chayshin on the suffix drusa, it's not a klal, the chayshin on the suffix drusa. It means, in that specific case, which the Gemara is making the machlekes, their chayshin on the suffix drusa, because it's a suffix she'ein shakol. Adkan shitas ataisvis in the bira machlekes Rav and Shmuel in this inyan. The shita of Rabbeinu Yaina, as brought down in the Rajban and the Ran earlier on the Yudam and Beis, and as I held also the Torah Sabayis la Rajba on the Flamet Chesam and Beis in the Old Prince, they say a different hasber and shitas Shmuel. Shitas Rav, they're not masber. So l'chayru, we could assume that shitas Rav, they hold the way Taisus holds, that he's makel because of a chazaka. Nevertheless, in Shitas Shmuel, they say that he holds that there's a klal, that every suffix treifa we go l'chumra. Just like we find a klal that called suffix b'shchita we go l'chumra. Like the Gemara says earlier in Daf Yudam and Aleph, in regards to a Safek Shmuta, the Gemara says, Kol Safek B'Shchita Aser. So too, it's not just a Safek by a Shchita, it's also if it's a Vade Shchita and a Safek Shreifa, they're also going to go L'Chumra, and they're Mechiachit from the Sugi earlier on Daf Yud. Now this is Be'emes very Shver, because the Chayre Bishlama Safek B'Shchita, Be'emes is a Chazaka to make Kar to Aser. Because before the Ma'is Shchita, it was definitely Aser. The question is, if it was Nitar Aide the Ma'is Shchita. So we should say, Chazak and Me'ikara says that no Shchita occurred, and it remains Aser. But in the case of a Safek Treifa, there's a Faker to Chazakah, because beforehand it was not a Treifa, and we should go past a Chazak and Me'ikara and say that it never got an Iser Treifa. What's the Pshat in Rabbeinu Yoina Lefishita Shmuel? So the Achrayim have a number of Mahalchim, and we're going to say a major Mahalch of the Achrayim, which is found in the Shmaitza, Shmaita Hei Perek Tes, and so too in the Einig Yontif, in Yerideya, Simon Samach Tes, and so too in the Torah Sikusil, Simon Nun Zayin, Sivav, and in other Achrayim as well. And they say that Rabbeinu Yoina holds that Keneged, the Chazaka, the Meikara, that it's not a Trefa, there's also a Cheskas Iser. And that's because Rabbeinu Yoina holds a Machzakina on Mi Iser Le Iser. Because up until the Ma'is HaShchita was Osir, Midin Eivir Menachai, now the question is, B'shas the Ma'is HaShchita, did it become Mutter, or that it remained Osir because of a different Iser, Machmas the Iser Trefa? Machzakina Mi Iser Le Iser, bottom line is that it was Osir until now, it doesn't make a difference why, so we're going to assume the Chazak Me'ikar remains Osir, but Mitam Acher Mitzad the Iser Trefa. Therefore, there's a Chazaka Keneged a Chazaka. The Makam Chazaka Keneged a Chazaka, it has a din of a Safik, and we say Safik Dairaisa L'Chumra. Therefore, Shmuel is Machmer. In Shitas Rav L'Chayr, we're going to say that he does not hold a Machzakina Meser L'Iser, therefore he also is only a Cheskas Heter and not a Cheskas Iser. It's Yadua to be Masber a different Pshat in the Rajba and Rabbeinu Yoina, based on the Yadua Diki Yisoyda from Chaim, which the Brisker Rav brings down in the back in the Machtavim. And that you say is also found in the Asman Deraisa in Klal Tez Zayin. There Mechiach Mekama Mekaymus in the Masechta, that even a Treifa also is not just an Iser study, that Be'emes it's a full Heter Shchita, just as a side Iser of Treifas, like an Iser of Basar V'Cholav, which comes totally Menatzad. But rather, an animal that's a Treifa is missing in the Heter Shchita. It's Einas of Vuach Legabe the fact that it remains Aser Be'iser Treifa. Although it is a vuach that it doesn't have an iser of nevela and it's not going to be tameh, but the din treifas is that the Torah says that the shchita is not mater legamri. There's something missing in the heter shchita, which is why it remains aser be iser treifa. Therefore, even in regards to a suffix treifa, it's not mamish machzakin and mi iser le iser. It's considered the same iser because up until the ma'is shchita was aser be din einas vuach, like Tosfos says in Masechet Beitza Daf Chafei Amud Aleph. That any time an animal is not keshachtin, besides for the iser of Avram and Achai, there's also an iser asay, because it says in the pasuk v'zavachta v'achalta, kol zman the mice of zvicha is not eskayim, it's aser b'din eina zavuach. Therefore, in a case where we know that until now it was aser b'din eina zavuach, and now the question is, if it's a treifa, meaning, was the iser eina zavuach nitar legamri, or remains aser b'miksas machmas the fact that it's a treifa, we're going to say a Pashat Chazak in the Meikara and say that it remains, in a sense, Eina Zavuach. Therefore, we have, again, a Chazaka Keneged a Chazaka, and we're going to be Machmer Midin, Safak Dairaisa L'Chumra. That's the beer in Shita Shmuel, Aliba, the Rabbeinu Yoina, and the Rishayim that bring him down. So Ayyotze comes out that according to this, it makes no difference what kind of Safak Treifa. Even a Safak Ashakal, even if it's not a Safak like Safek Drusa in our case, which Taisa says that it's more Shchiach. Any Safek Treifa Bachlal, we're always going to go L'Chumra, L'Fi Shita Shmuel, and that's how we paskin, according to these Rishayim. That's the second Shita, the Shita of Rabbeinu Yoina. The third Shita, which is the Shita of the Rambam, is Mavur B'Dvarav in Hilchos Shchita, Perakei Halacha Gimel. V'zeh L'Shayinai. Afa Pisha Kulan Halacha Meshem Yisinai, even though all the Treifas that he counted out are all Midor Raisa Midin Alachal Beshem Sinai. Hoyel Ve'en Lecha Beferish B'Tayra Ela Drusa, because the only Treifas that's Mefurish in the Torah is Drusa, because the Rambam is Masber Bo'erech over here, and also in Hilchas Machalas Asuras Perak Dalet, that the Pashat Taich of the Torah, when it says Ubasav Asad, the Treifa, is referring to a Treifas Ha'ari, which is a Maisa Drisa. So being that Drusa is Meforish Bekra, Zakhtar Rambam, Hechmiruba, were Machmer in regards to Safek Drusa, V'chal Safek Sheyestapek Bedrusa Aser. Therefore, any Safek that could possibly crop up in regards to Drusa is going to be Aser. So the Rambam teaches us that we have to be machalik not between different hechatimsis of sveikas in treifa, but rather between the different treifas themselves. In all the treifas Shabbat Torah, lav dafka are going to be machmer. We can go basachazaka or any other reason why we may want to be mekel. Masha'enken, in regards to sofik drusa, there's a special chumrah, because that's mefurish makra. V'chol sofik sheyestapik bedrusa aser. All sveikas are going to be aser. Now, there are a number of questions on the Rambam. We're going to mention two major questions which are brought down in the Magid Mishneh, the Rabbi Yehuda Kaltz, and other Naisu Kalim as well. The Rambam explains to us in Hilchos Machalos Asuras Perek Dalid that the fact that the Torah chose as a mushal for Treifus, the Metzias of Treif and the Metzias of Drusa, is only because Diber HaKosov Behoiva. That's the most usual case of a Treifus, of a situation where the animal is Naita Lomus, because of a specific condition that comes out in the animal. But avada, any other treifas is bechlal the din Torah of treifa, just it chose this because that's usual, that's dibra b'hoiva. Im kain, Dr. Yehuda Kaltz, the other treifas should also be considered mefurish b'kra. If the Torah only chooses this as a mushal, that doesn't mean that the other ones are not mefurish b'kra. They're included in the ikar pasuk. That's the first question. And the second question, frekter, is that even if we were to say that the other treifas are not mefurish in the pasuk, it was only neskabel mehalachal meishem esinai, nevertheless, it's daraisa as well. So why should we be more machmer in regards to the treifas that's mefurish b'kra than other treifas which are also aser medaraisa? So to answer these questions, there are many mehalchim in the achrayinim. The achrayinim ledairis were mamish shayfich diyai kamayim to be a mazber shita sarambam. We're going to mention siyata d'shmaya, three major mahalchim that are found b'kama achrayinim. The first mahalch we're going to say is found in the Plesi, in Simon Chavtes of Katan Nun, and in Simon Nun of Katan Aleph in his first mahalch, and so too in many other achrayinim as well. They say that b'emes, this halacha that we're machmer by Safek Drusa is a din d'rabbanan, like it's mashmer the lashon of the Rambam that he says, hechmiruba, mashmer d'rabbanan we're machmer, and because this is something that's more mefurish in the Torah, the Chachamim found the reason to be machmer. That means to say that even though me'ikra din, all Suffolk treifas, and including drusa, we should go basar cheskas heter, which is be'emes the shita of Rav, Shmuel holds that by Suffolk drusa, which is mefurish b'kra, the Rabbanan were machmer. So that would explain the sugyas and daf nun gimel, which is talking about Suffolk drusa, the two cases of Suffolk drusa, either be'iyu shasik ve'inu makarkaran, or like the case of nimtza tziparin begabai. But what about the case in the Gemara earlier on Daf Mem Gimel of Yashav Leikaitz Beveshet? The Chayr, that's not a Safed Drusa, and there too the Gemara says that Lefi Shmuel were going to be Machmer. Zok the Plesi Vishar Achrayinim, because the Rambam holds that a Safek Nekuvah Saveshet has a din of Nevela. Because the Mishnah earlier on Daf Lamed Beis says that a Psuka Sagargeris has a din of Nevela. The Rambam holds so too Nekuvah Saveshet has a din of Nevela. And this is an Indian which we spoke about, B'siyata d'shmaya ba'irich, in the first year on this parak on Daf Mem Beis. Memela, because it's a nevela, every nevela is also mefurish b'kra. Because being that when the Torah tells us the din nevela, the Torah is not messiah it to a specific case. The Torah says generally nevela, a dead animal. Therefore, every single case of nevela is considered mefurish b'kra. So hayyaytzeh, that the same way that the Rabbanu were machmer, legabi drusa, that because mefurish b'kra, we're not going to go by Sechez Kaseter. So too, the Rabbanan were a machmer by a Suffolk Nevela as well, because it's Mefurish Bekra, to not go by Sechez Kaseter, but Makam where there is a Chez Kaseter, and to be machmer mi Suffolk. That's the Tzushal of the Gemara on Daf Mem Gimel and Beis, between Suffolk of Yashav Lekaitz Beveshet to every Suffolk Drusa. So I would say that the first Mahalach of the Rambam is, that be Emes, mi Ikar Adin, we always go by Sechez Kaseter. Loishna Suffolk Shakal, Loishna Suffolk Shaina Shakal, there's no Chilik Bechlal. The only thing is that Shmuel holds that the Rabbanu were Machmer by Suffolk Drusa because it's Mefurish Bekra, and so too by a Suffolk Nevela also because it's Mefurish Bekra. The second Mahalach, which is also brought down over there in the Plesi in the second Mahalach, and other Achrenim say this Mahalach as well, they say that what the Rambam says in Hilchos Machalos Asuras Perek Dalet, that it's Dibra Kosov Behaive, That indicates to us that Jerisa is actually very Shchiach. So the Yisayit of the reason why the Chacham were a Machmer is based on the fact that this is a Davar de Shchiach, like Taisa says on the Mem Gimel Beis. So I might say that Be'etzem, Shitas HaRambam is exactly like Shitas HaTaisvis. And he holds that all Suffolk Trafis, where it's not specifically Shchiach, we're going to go Lekula because of the Cheskas Heter. But a Suffolk Drusa, because it's so Shchiach, that Haray the Torah used that as a Mashal, Diver Behaive, for Trafis, because of its Shchichas, it turns out to be V'derech Chlal, a Suffolk Sheina Shokol, and therefore we're going to be Machmer. And the fee that it's move on, by a Suffolk of Yashav Lekaitz Beveshet, there it's also Shchiach, like we mentioned before, B'Shem Taisus and Yavamas Taflam and Amarbeis. Memela, there too, we're going to be Machmer. The Doichik in this chat is, because the Rambam says as a Klal, that Kol Suffolk Sheyestapik Bedrusa Aser. Now, L'chayra, there are situations within Suffolk Drusa, which Lav Davke, it is a Suffolk Shein and a Shokol. We can figure out a case where even though the Etzem Suffolk is a Suffolk in regards to Drusa, but it's not more Naita L'Hachmer M'L'Hakel. The Stima Saramam is Mashmer that even there we're going to be Machmer. Whereas Avada Lefid the Mahalach of Taisus that says that it's based on the Shchichos, it's only going to be in a case where it's Take, Muchach Li'Yisura, Yaisem El'Eterah. So it's Deichik to say that that's what the Rambam means. But Akabonim, that's the second Mahalach that's brought down in the Achrayim to be Masber Shitas HaRambam. The third Mahalach we're going to say is based on the Taz in Simen Chav Tes, Sifkat and Aleph. And the Aruch HaShulchan goes like that, and he's Marech in this Mahalach. It's in Simen Chav Tes from Sif Chav Dalet and onwards. And we're going to be Makdim to understand this Pshat with the Gemara coming up on Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Amni b'nei Rabchia, drusa sha'amru, tzricha bedika, k'neged b'nei me'ayim. A drusa needs bedika, k'neged b'nei me'ayim. Like the Gemara's masber, we should check if the basar k'neged b'nei me'ayim is he'edim or not. If it's red, that's a simen that the eres actually penetrated and it's going to make it a treifa. If it's not red, then the eres is not going to be mazik this animal and it's not a treifa. Now Rashi says over there, "B'divya maschad drusa sha'amru." What case are we talking about? So Rashi could go in Suffolk drusa sari, aishra ohu shadarsa ve'ein makam hadrusa nikar mi bachutz. This that we do this bedika, Rashi says, is going in two hechatimses, either in a case of Suffolk, which would mean to say that we're going according to Shita Shmuel that's machmer b'makam Suffolk. So what we do is we have to make a bedika, and if we're baitik and we see that it's not red kenegim neim ayim, we're going to be mekel. Or it says Rashi, another case which is mashma Suffolk. We saw Maisa Drisa, but afterwards when we looked close, we didn't notice the effects of the Drisa, and Drisa say Nikr Mi Bechutz. So there too, we're going to make a Bedika to see if it was actually Dairus or not. These Mashalim of Rashi are Mashma, that we only could rely on the Bedika of a Makam where it's a Suffolk if it was Dairus at all, or it's a Suffolk if the Maisa Drisa that seemed to have happened to us didn't actually take place, because it's not Nikr Mi Bechutz. Mashma, in a case where we know for sure that it did a Maisa Drisa, if we saw that the animal stuck its claws into the shard, there a drusa would not help. Nevertheless, Taisus b'vemaschal drusa is marich berayis to show from different gemaras that even a vaday drusa does makam to make a bedika. And if we see that it wasn't hedim abasar kenegib neima ayim, it's going to be mutter. The fact that Rashi uses these two mashalim says Taisus because the gemara is marich to explain that we have to be baitik the entire Bnei Me'ayim all over from all the sides, up and down, right and left. That's only true, b'makim, where we didn't see the Maisa Drisa. If it's a Suffolk, if it was Dairus Bechlal, or if we saw the Maisa Drisa, but we weren't able to find afterwards a simen on the outside of the animal to see where the Maisa Drisa happened. In those situations, we have to check the entire animal, because otherwise, there's no way to know if it was Nidras or not. But in a case where we saw that it did a Maisa Drisa Bifanenu, and we know exactly where the Maisa Drisa happened, there we could be more makel, and we could check only that specific place where the Maisa Drisa happened, and if in that place we don't see Simanim that it was head to Mabasar, it's going to be Mutter. Taisus brings down the Shitas HaRivam, he says that in a Vade Drisa, Bedika doesn't help, and his Lashon is, because Ein Yochol Lechavein Yafe. If it's a Vade Doris, we can't be Seimich on the fact that we don't see the Hadima Habasar Kenegim Neim Ayim. But Akapanim, essentially, all the Rishayim hold, including the Rivam, that if we would be able to verify that although the animal did a Maisa Drisa, but the eris did not penetrate and didn't go into the ivarim of the Bnei Me'ayim, where it makes it a treifa, it's going to be mutter. Based on this, Zog and the Achrayim, it comes out that be'emes, every treifus of drusa is really only a suffix. Because even if we saw the drusa lefaneinu, it's possible that the eris didn't actually penetrate. And if we would be able to make a bedika, we could actually be matter it, although the maisa drusa happened. So it comes out something very interesting, that be'emes, every time we say that a drusa is a treifa, it's not mitam vadai, that is a treifa, always mitam sofik, that we're machmer b'makam sofik. Im kein zogin d'achreinim, Rav says that if you have a sofik drusa, if you have a sofik if the maisa drusa ever happened, be'etzim, it turns out that it's a svek sveka. It's a sofik if it was nidras, and even if it was nidras, that would only be also midin sofik, because maybe the eris didn't penetrate in a way that it makes it a treifa. That's the yisoid why Rav is matir b'makam sofik drusa. So it comes out that Rav v'emes holds that if you only had one suffix, we would ask her. It's because every suffix drusa turns out to be a svek sveka ba'etzem, that's why we're going to be matir. What's Shita Shmuel? So the Aruch HaShulchan is masbir that array, the Shita Sarambam is a du'a b'kama m'kaimus in his sefer, that he holds that the cloud that suffix d'araisa, that we have to be machmir, that's only midrabanan. But midraraisa, suffix d'araisa is lakula. Now in Cain, we have to understand, why does the Torah say, basa basad the trefa leisechelu? How could the Torah tell us that an animal that was nidras is usher to be eaten? Hooray, even if it was nidras, it's only a suffix. And to say that the Torah means that we're talking about a case where we actually baitik afterwards and we found that it was hedimu keneged bnei me'ayim, that's not mashma in the stimus lashon akra. Elamai, you see over here that the Torah is machmer in regards to drusa, and this is a yoytze min haklal, that although always a suffix deraisa is meant to be lekulam deraisa, masha'enken, if there's a maisa drisa, the Torah is machmer and says such a suffix, we have to go l'chumra. Now, if we see that the Torah gives a chumra specifically in regards to drusa, which is really only a suffix, we learn from there that we have to be machmer by suffix drusa more than any other suffix in the world. Which is why, even though usually we may go basar chazaka de'meikara and be matir a suffix, in regards to suffix drusa where the Torah is machmer more than usual, we're going to be machmer even b'makam chazaka de'meikara. And that's also why, even if it would be a suffix drusa, which ends up being a svek sveka, we're also going to be machmer. And the Aruch HaShulchan is maisif another Knechen Hesber, because haray, it's yidua, that there's a very big shaila, how do we understand the heter of svek sveka? And the Pnei Yeshua, Masechet Ksubis, Tavtes, understands, based on the Shitas Rambam, that being that even one suffix, the fact that we call the Chumra, the Rambam, is only Midrabanan. So if you have a suffix, if it's a suffix, it ends up being a suffix if you have to be machmir midrabanan, which is a suffix drabanan, and suffix drabanan is the kula. Lefida savana, zogt Aruch HaShulchan, that's only true by all svekas where the klal is, suffix deraisa is lekula min atayra. But by a suffix drusa, where there the Torah says that's the exception to the rule, and such a suffix is lechumra min atayra. So if you have a suffix, if you have a suffix, it's a suffix min atayra. And memele, you have to be machmir, at least midrabanan, in a case of a suffix drusa. That's the pshat in Shmuel, zogt Aruch HaShulchan. Now, we just have to be mice of Hezber. So why does the Gemara shtel tzu the din of Chayshin and the Sovik Drusa, Shita Shmuel, to the case of Nimtze Kaitz Beveshet on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis? So we have to say, because Aruch HaShulchan says that the way we're Masber, why the Torah is specifically Machmer by Sovik Drusa, is because of the fact that Drusa is Shchiach. Therefore, the Torah chose to be Machmer and say that even though be'emes every drusa is really a suffix, if the eris penetrated, we're going to go l'chumra. Im kein, Chazal are able to shtel that suit to other cases as well, like the case of Yashav le'kaitz beveshet, and being that there also, it's very shchiach that the kaitz actually penetrated and made a hole in the veshet, Chazal hold that these two things are comparable, and there too, l'fi Shmuel, we're going to machmer b'makayim suffix. Akapanim, that's the pshat in Shitas Shmuel. Memeila lefi this, we understand exactly what the Rambam means when he says that kol suffik sheyistapik bedrusa is aser. Because being that we found that the Torah is extra machmer by drusa, which is be'etzem, every drusa is suffik, therefore the Rabbanim were maisif, and they're machmer b'chol suffik, even though it's keneged chazaka, and even b'makam svek sveka. Ad kan this pshat of the Aruch HaShulchan and the Taz in the Rambam. Now it's important to speak out a meritika ara on this mahalach that it's a Sveksveka from the Torah Sikusil in Simon Nun Zayin Sivkotin Vav. He tainas on the Taz, how can we consider this a Sveksveka? Haray, Taisus and Asekta Ksubis of Tesamad Aleph tells us a Yisoid in Sveksveka, which is that you only say a Sveksveka if there's two separate Svekas. But if Ve'emes it's one Shem Sufik, that doesn't have a din of Sveksveka. And the context over there, Ki Yadua, is that it's talking about a case where a Baal says Pesach Matsuach Matsasi, and the question is whether or not his wife was Mezane Beratzen or Ba'inis, and even if she was Mezane Beratzen, was she Mezane Tachtov or was she Mezane before the Erisin? And the Gemara says that in a case where she was Niskacha Pchusim Vas Gimel Shanim V'yayim Echor, so there if she has no Besulim Ve'achreach, the Maisas Nus happened after the Maisa Kedushin, so there's only one Suffolk. Was it Beratzen or was it Ba'inis? And therefore she's going to be Asura. Factitus over there, but if you're Matzkel V'yibayis Ema, Haray, even if we are to say that she was Vada Zinsa Tachtov, it's still a Sveksveka. Suffolk if she was Zinsa Beratzen or she was Zinsa Ba'inis. And even if she's Zinsa Beratzen, maybe she was Zinsa B'shas that she was a Ktana. And the Klal is, Pitu Iktana Ainasu. Even if she was Nispatsa when she was a Ktana, that's considered an Ainas because she doesn't have Das. So Haray, it should be a Sveksveka and we should be Mater. Zogtaisvis, the Yedua Dika Klal, Shem Ainas Chadu. Be'emes, the two Svekas are one Suffolk. Because the one Suffolk is, was it an Ainis or was it Baratzen? Just the Tzad of Ainis has two Metzias in. Either it was a Pashat Metzias of Ainis, or it was a Metzias of Ratzen, which has a Din Ainis, Pitiktan Ainisu. But Akalpanim, the Etzem Suffolk is only one Suffolk, was it Baratzen or was it Ba'inis? Based on this Tainus of Tairus Kusil, that here also, where you have a Suffolk Drusa, it's really also one Shem Suffolk. Because what makes an animal a treifa is the fact that the eris penetrated into the Bnei Me'ayim, and that makes that it's any yachal lichyos. Now the question is, did the eris go in or didn't it? Now there are two tzadim within why we would say the eris didn't go in. Either because it was a nidras b'chlal, or even if it was nidras, maybe the eris didn't go in. But bottom line, those are only two hechatimtzas to have the same tzad suffik, that it didn't have the eris, which is the etzem treifas of drusa. So therefore, this shouldn't have a din of a Sveksveka. It should only have a din of one Suffolk, which is why he disagrees with this whole Mahalach of the Taz, and subsequently also the Aruch HaShulchan, that learned that the Heter of Rav is based on the fact that every Suffolk Drusa is really a Sveksveka. But now, L'chayru we could say to be Miyashiv, the Mahalach of the Taz and the Aruch HaShulchan, because the Rambam Shita himself is that we don't say this klal, that if it's Shem Aynes Chadu, that it's not a Sveksveka. Because the Rambam says in Hilchos Saita Perek Beis Halacha Dalet and in Isuri Bia Perek Gimel Halacha Beis that a pitoy of a ktana also has a din of a ratzen, does not have a din of an aynis. Now this is not like the Gemara that Taisus and Ksubis brings down, the Gemara in Yivamis of Samachal from a Beis that says this klal of pitoy ktana aynisu. Why does the Rambam pass not like that Gemara? Zok the Magid Mishnah, because the Rambam holds that it must be a machlekes asugyas, because the Rambam has Taisus and Ksubis' kasha. And he wants to understand why it's not considered a Sveksveka, Suffolk Aynes, Suffolk Ratzin, and even if it's Ratzin, maybe it has a Din Aynes, we Din Pitik Tana Aynesu. And the Rambam's terrors to that question is that obviously the Sugis Ashas and Ksubis of Tess disagrees with the Gemara Nivam Samach Alpha Mabez. And the Sugis Ashas and Ksubis holds that Pitik Tana does not have a Din of Aynes, that's considered Ratzin. And Mimela there's only one Suffolk. Im Kain, Hare we have a Machlaikas Rishainim, whether or not a case of a Sveksveka, which is essentially only one Shem Suffik, like a case of Shem Aynes Chadu, if it's going to have a din of a Sveksveka. Taisus is Mechiach from the Gemara and Ksubis that it does not have a din of a Sveksveka. The Rambam does not say that that's Pshat in the Gemara and Ksubis. Adra, but the Rambam holds for a Dover Poshet that that does have a din of a Sveksveka. Memeli is Miyash, but the Gemara and Ksubis obviously holds Peter Ktana is not an Aynes. So the Rambam, the Shitasai, we can be Chayzer and say the Pshat of the Taz and the Aruch HaShulchan. Therefore, he holds that a Suffolk Drusa has a din of a Sveksveka because he doesn't have this klal that it has to be two separate Svekas and not one Shem Suffolk. Now, the Chayra, we have to take this one step further. Because Be'emes, this that the Rambam doesn't hold of the klal of Shem Aynes Chadu, that's understandable in the case of Peter Ktana. Because even though the Yisoid of the Heter of a Ktana is because it's Midin Aynes, but Lemaisa, there are two Metziasin of a Maisa Aynes. There's a Maisa Aynes where it's an Aynes Mamish, and there's a Maisa Aynes where it was done Baratzen, just it's Bli Das, and it has a Din Aynes. So there we can understand that the Rambam is going to mechalak this into two separate sveikas. Although the yisoid why she's muteris is one yisoid that an einus is muteris labalu, but because it's two different kinds of maisei einus lagamri, one's a maisei einus mamish and one's a din einus because of the din of pitiktan einus, that's considered two sveikas l'das Rambam. But in our case, it's much worse. Because by us, the thing that makes it a treifa is the mitzias of the penetration of the eris into the bnei me'ayim. And the tzad to say that it's not a treifa is because that mitzias didn't happen. No eris went inside the bnei me'ayim. Now the two tzadim, how it happened that the no eris went into the bnei me'ayim. Did it happen because the animal of mechlal did not do a ma'is adrisa? Or did it happen because the ari did a ma'is adrisa but just the eris didn't go in? That's totally irrelevant to the guf ha-safik. Bottom line, the suffix is the eris there or is the eris not there? Why the eris is not there, how it happened that the eris is not there, the chayra has no shaykhis to the suffix bachlal. So Imkain, even the Rambam over here should agree that it's only one din suffix. Is the eris there, is the eris not there? And it should not have a shem of two sveikas if it was nidras or if the eris went in. So the chayra chazarnu that divrei ataz and the aruch ha-shulchan are very shver. Why would even the Rambam consider this a svek sveika? But l'chayr, the answer to this is based on a general havana in the treifas of drusa. We just understood that the treifas of drusa be'emes isn't mitzad the ma'is adrisa. It's mitzad the penetration of the eris. And the ma'is adrisa is just a form of injection of the eris, but that be'etzem, not the ma'is treifas mitzad atzmai. But l'chayr, the pashtas of the shas is mashma not like that. Because the Gemara says on Daf Mem Gimel, Omar Ula, Ches mine treifas nemru lo lemoishe misinai. There are eight general categories of treifas. Nekuva psuka netulo chasura krua adrusa. Mashma that that's the etzem treifas. The lashon of ula doesn't make mention of the eris. Doesn't say a nusach which would be mashma that the treifas is mitzad the penetration of the eris. Rather, the shem of the treifas is drusa. And this be'emes comes from the lashon of pasuk like the Rambam is masbir. Ubasa basada treifa. Treifa means the maisa of the ari, or the animal hadiris, that's tire of the animal that makes the maisa drisa. The eris is just the heichatimta, the way with which the maisa drisa makes it into a treifa. But the etzem shem of the treifas comes machmas the maisa drisa. And the emes is, if you look in the Rambam all over Hilchas Shechita and Hilchas Machalos Asuras, it talks about the maisa treifas, the maisa drisa, never once makes mention of the fact that it injects eris. Although the shas is mavur, Pekama Makaimis, like we were Masber in the last year, that it's Machmas the Eris. And there are many dinim which come because of the fact that the Treifas is coming because of the Eris. Nevertheless, in being Masber, what the Etzem Maisa Treifas is, the Rambam does not find it necessary to make mention of the Eris Bachlal. Hare, it's Mashma, that the Maisa Treifas is Nikris Al Shem, the Treifas itself, the Drisa itself. Now, Avada, even if it does a Maisa Drisa, but if it's done in a way where the Eris doesn't penetrate, such a ma'isa treifa is not going to have a din treifa, because being that the koyach ha-memis of the ma'isa drisa is the fact that through the drisa, eris comes out, and here eris didn't go in. So in such a situation, although the etzem ma'isa drisa occurred, it's not going to make it a treifa. But lema'isa, we have two different heichatimsis why it shouldn't be a treifa. If no ma'isa drisa happened b'chlal, the ma'isa treifas didn't happen at all. If the ma'isa drisa did happen, just nevertheless, for whatever reason, the eris didn't penetrate, so you have the etzem ma'isa treifas, but it's done ba'ofen that it's not matrif, so it's going to be mutter anyway. And this could be why the Rambam considers this a kosher svek sveka. Because there are two tzadim be'emes over here why it wouldn't be a treifa. One is because no ma'isa treifas of drisa happened b'chlal, and the second is, even if the ma'isa happened, may have happened ba'ofen that it doesn't render the animal a treifa, because the koyach ha-memis, which is with the injection of the eris, that didn't occur. This l'chayre could be the beer, alpi the mahalich, of the Taz and the Aruch HaShulchan. So hayyotze, in summary, to understand pshat n'machlekes Rav and Shmuel, we be'emes have five mahalchim. The first mahalich is the mahalich of Taisvis, that he holds that Rav is mater midin cheskas heter, and Shmuel aser is because it's a suffix chain of shakal, we don't go basar chazakah. The second mahalach is the mahalach of the Rabbeinu Yoyin brought down on the Rishayim. The Rav is mater midin chetzkas heter, but Shmuel holds that there's a chazaka keneged chazaka because machzakinam yisr leisr, or because be'emes it's the same din of ena zivuach, and therefore there's a chazaka keneged chazaka, and we're machmer midin sabak deraisa lechumra. That would be true even b'makim where it is a safek hashakol. The third mahalach is the mahalach that we said in Shitas HaRambam, the first mahalach of the Plesi and other Achrayinim. They say that the Rabbanon are machmer specifically by Safek Drusa because it's Mefurish Bakra, and so too by Safek Nevela, which is by Emes also Mefurish Bakra, that we don't go Basar Cheskes Heter. Imkain, it's mitli tali what the Safek is about. Is it about a Safek that's Mefurish Bakra or not, and has nothing to do with if it's a Safek Ashakal or not. The fourth Mahalach is the Mahalach of the Plesi and a second Mahalach and other Achrayinim as well. They say when the Rambam says that Drusa is different because it's Mefurish Bakra, that's based on the fact that he says that it's Dibur HaKasav Bahayva, which shows that the Treifus of Drusa is a Treifus which is Shchiach. Therefore, by Drusa or a Machmer, daimit to the Mahalach of Taisvis, that it's a Safek Shein HaShakal, which is why Shmuel doesn't go Basar Chazaka, whereas Rav does go Basar Cheskes Heter. And the fifth Mahalach is the Mahalach of the Taz and the Aruch HaShulchan, that there are Ma'ir, that Be'emes, every Drusa is really only a Safek, and therefore every Safek Drusa is really a Svek Sveka. And they hold that this isn't an issue of Shem Ayin Eschadu. And therefore, Rav Sheet is going to be that it's Mutter Midin Svek Sveka, which would mean that in all other Suffolk Trafis, he would be Machmer, but specifically here he's Mater because it's a Svek Sveka. Whereas Sheet Shmuel is that if you see that the Torah is Machmer by every Drusa, which is even only a Suffolk, and usually Suffolk Derais is not Lechumra, therefore there are Banan on Maisif on that, and there are Machmer, Kol Suffolk Sheyistapku Bedrusa is going to be Aser. Adkan these mahalchim to understand this major machlekes between Rav and Shmuel of Chayshin l'Safek Drusa and how it affects other Safek Treifas. And now let's go weiter to the next chelik of this inyan. The Gemara says, "Dekuli alma Safek ol Safek loy ol, ema loy ol." That means, let's say we have a Safek bechlal if the Ari was ol to be dairis the Shvarim at all. In that case, even Shmuel who's Chayshin l'Safek Drusa will be Maida Eimalai Ol, that it's going to be Mutter. Now we have to be Masber, see the various Shitas that explain Shitas Shmuel, why in this specific case is Shmuel going to be Mekel. So let's go one by one. The Fi Taisis, that his Shita is that Shmuel is always Machmer because it's a Suffolk She'ena Shokol, so he doesn't go Basar Cheskes Heter. That's only in a case where we know that the Ari was definitely presented with the opportunity to be Dairis. He was within the Shvarim. So then we say that it's shchiach that it's dairis, and it's mukach hamilsa le'isura yoyser me'le'atera. But if we have a suffix, if it's all bechlal, in that we don't have the svar that it's shchicha, and in such a suffix, avad Shmuel is going to be meide, that we go basar cheskas heter. Okay, that's the fitaisvis. Now let's go to fi Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina learns haray, that even b'makom where it's a suffix ashakol, there also Shmuel is machmer, like we are masber because connected to Cheskes Heter, there's also Cheskes Isser, so Memela we say, Safek Deraisa Luchumra. So the Rajba himself, in Torah Sabayis HaKotzer, it's in the old prints on page Memdalad Amabes, he says two Svaris. First of all, Zok the Rajba, that there are two Svekas here, that's what we're matter. There's one Safek if it's all or loyal, and then there's another Safek that even if it's all, was a Dairis or not. Sounds like the Rajba is saying that we matter mikoyach l'din of svek sveka. V'oid zok the Rajba that there's a chazoka that the animal was not nidras. Now we have to understand what the Rajba is saying. L'chayre, the second time that the Rajba says that there's a chazoka that's not nidras, that's true in every case. Every Safek Drusa there's a cheskes heter. Nevertheless, Shmuel is machmer because he holds there's a chazoka connected to chazoka and we have to be machmer. So why suddenly, b'makim, where it's a Suffolk oil or not, are we going to use that cheskes heter to be mekel? That's one thing that we have to understand in the Rajba. The other thing we have to understand is that the Rajba's first time that it's a svek sveka, frek the Torah sikusil and simon nun zayin sifkat and vav, that's a shem Suffolk chadu. Because there also, even though there are two tzadim, if it was all bechlal, and even if it was all, maybe it wasn't dairis, but the Iker Suffolk is, was it Dairus or wasn't it Dairus? Whether or not it was all Bechlal won't make it to be a second Suffolk. So on account of this, the Tarsi Kisil wants to say that the Rajba does not mean two separate Svaris Lahakel, but the Rajba means that we have to be Metzarif the two things together, and with that we'll be Mekel. When the Rajba says there's two Svekas over here, he doesn't mean there's a Din Svek Sveka. He means to say that over here it's not a Suffolk HaShokol HaHachmer. There's an etiyah within the Suffolk to be Mekel. Because maybe it wasn't even all Bechlal, and even if it was all, who said it was Dairis? That makes that this Suffolk is more neiter to the Tzad that a Drisa did not happen. And therefore, va'ayd, being that in this case, be'etzem, there's a cheskas heter, although we're machmer anyway, because of the cheskas isra that goes connected it, but being that it's not a safek ashokol, we can be samech on the cheskas heter and be mater. That's the Torah Yisigusil's Murray de Kipshat in the Rajba. Now, in the etzem shaila, that l'chayr, the Rajba can't say it's a svek sveka because it's shem safek chadu, the chavis das and beza safek, which is in simen kuf yud, in Sifkat and Yud, he says that that's not shver. Because being that Safek Ol, Safek Layol is a Safek whether or not there's a Reyes Elefaneinu Bechlal, so we consider that to be two separate Sveikas. First of all, there's a Safek if there's even a need to be Mistapik over here. And even if there is a need to be Mistapik, we have the Etzem Safek if it was Dairus or not. In such a hyphen that the first Safek is a Safek if there's a Reyes, we consider it to be two Sveikas, and we're going to be Matar Midin Svek Sveika. This Yisrael could also be found in Rabbi Kiva Eger and Baba Kama Daf Yud Aleph. Ad kan the Mahalach according to the Rabbeinu Yoina. Now what about according to Shitas HaRambam? Harei the Fila Mahalach of the Taz and the Aruch HaShulchan and the Rambam, every Sofak Drus is Be'etzem Asvek Sveka. Nevertheless, Shmuel is Machmer, like we are Masber, because in the Sofak of Drusa, the Torah was Machmer by one Sofak, even though usually Sofak Deraisa is not Lechum Raman HaTorah. So Memele were Machmer even Makam Svek Sveka. So how does Sofek Ol, Sofek Loy Ol change the picture that now we should be Mekel? Zok de Taz, because this that we're Machmer Mokam Svek Sveka, that's only when there's a Vade Reyesa. But if there's a Sofek, if there's a Reyesa Bechlal Lefaneinu, there we don't say that we're Machmer, even though Sofek Drusa is more Chomer. Memele Sofek Ol, Sofek Loy Ol is going to be Mutter. Ad kan de Shtikol to be Masber, this line in the Gemara. And now let's go to the next line. Sofek Kalba, Sofek Shunra, Ema Kalba. If there's a case where it's a Sufik, if the animal that was all was a caliph or a cat, we retile and we say that it was a caliph, even according to Shmuel. Now we have to be done. What's this case of the Gemara? Is it a two Sufikis? A Sufik if it was a caliph or a Shunra, and also a Sufik if it was Dairis Bechlal? Or are we going in a case where it was Vade Dairis, just as a Sufik? What did the Maisa Drisa? Was a caliph Dairis? And ein drisa lekalev, or was it a cat? And yesh drisa lechasol. So Taisus Masechta Yevamis, that Taisus on the Flamin Aleph Amud Aleph, he brings a raya from this Gemara that by a sofek hashokol, the halacha is even according to Shmuel that it's going to be mutter. Kinere the Taisus holds that this is not a case where there's a svek sveka. This is not a case where there are more tzadim lahakel because maybe it wasn't dairis bechlal, and even if it was dairis, maybe it was a dog. We're talking about in a case where it was Vade Ol and Vade Darius. There's just one Safek HaShakal. Was the animal that was Darius a Kelev or a Shunra? And in that, even Shmuel is Maide that we're going to be Mekel. Because he's only Machmer B'Makam Chazaka if there's an extra Shchichas. And here, there's no Inyan of Shchichas to tell us that it was a cat more than a dog. Ad Kan, according to Shitas HaTaisvis. What about according to Shitas HaRajba? So this is interesting. The Rajba earlier on the Yud Amud Beis, when he brings down the Rabbeinu Yoina, he brings down the Rabbeinu Yoina says that by Sofek Kalba, Sofek Shunra, the reason why we're Mekel is because it's not Shchiach for a Shunra to be Dairis. Even though in the event that a Shunra is Dairis, we will say that it's Drisa kills and it makes it a Treifa, but it's not really Shchiach for a Shunra to do the Maisa Drisa Bachal. And because of that, we're going to be Taile and a Kelev. So Kanira, the Rajba, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yehuda, also learned that we're talking about a case where there's only one Safik, and therefore Be'emes L'Chayre, L'Shita Shmuel, we should have been Machmer, which is why he says that specifically by Shunra, there's a reason to be Mekel, because it's not Shchiach for a cat to be Dairis, and that's also pshat in the Gemara later on Daftin Gimel Amud Beis, that brings down the story of Ahu Bar Avza, the Havi Bear of Ashi. There was a Bar Avza, a goose, in Avashi's house, that was Al Lebeni Kanya. It went within the reeds, and it came out, and its neck was bloody. Zok Rav Ashi, just like Mamakam, where you have a Sufik Kelev, Sufik Shunra, we say it's a Kelev. Here too, when we have a Sufik, if what made it bloody was the reeds itself, or maybe a cat was there, we're going to be Taila in the Kanya. And the reason is, Zok Rav Ben Yaina, because there too, the Tzad that it's a Shunra is not Shchiach, so we're going to be Taila Lahakal, although Shmuel is usually Taila Lahachmer. Now, however, the Rajba himself, in the Torah Sabayis HaKotzer, the one that we mentioned earlier, on page from Daled Amud Beis, after he brings the halacha of Suffolk all, Suffolk loy all, and he explains that it's two sveikas, and there's a cheskas heter, and therefore we're mekel. He's maisiv v'zeh aloshon. Nichnas v'lo yadanu im kelev haya oizev haya. What happens if an animal goes in, it's all, and we're not sure if it's a kelev or a ze'ev? Notice he says a case of ze'ev, not a case of a shunra. Zok derajba ha yutaylin lahakal minatam sha'amarnu. We're going to be mekel for the same reason that we're mekel by Suffolk ol, Suffolk loy ol. So there are two diukim that we have to make over here. First of all, like we mentioned, he says ze'ev and not shunra. And the chayr, the fact that the Gemara chose shunra is very specific. Like the Rabbeinu Yainu is masber, the Rashi himself brings down, because davka by a cat will Shmuel say that we're mekel because it's leishchicha. But if it's a Suffolk kelev and a Suffolk ze'ev, ze'ev doesn't have this metzias that it's not shchiach. So the chayr there, we should be machmer. That's one aura. And the second aura is that he says that the reason why we're mekel is minatam shamarnu for the same time that he says by Suffolk all Suffolk loyal. Hare by Suffolk all Suffolk loyal, there are two sveikas like the Rashi's masber. And we just said that Rabbi Yaina and Taisus are both mavor, that the Gemara's case of Suffolk kalba Suffolk shunra, there's really only one Suffolk. It was vade dairis, and the shaila is, what was the animal that was dairis? Zok the Taris Yikusil over there in Simon and Zayin of Katan Vav, that the emes is that this din of the Rashba is a totally different din that we mentioned before. And over here, the Rashba is saying that if you have a case where the emes are two sveikas, but the two sveikas aren't Suffolk all, Suffolk loy all, and even if it's all, maybe it was dairis. But rather the two sveikas are, what was all? Was it a kelev or a zev? And even if it was a zev, was it dairis or was it not dairis? There we're going to be mekel for the same reason that we're mekel by Suffolk all, Suffolk loy all, because it's two sveikas, and it's not a Suffolk a shakal, and it's reason to be mekel. And therefore the Rashba specifically chose a case of zev. Not a case of a cat where there we would be mekel, even if it's only one Suffolk. Even in a case of a zeiv, where if it's one Suffolk, we'd have to be machmer, still in this case, we would be mekel because of the fact that it's two sveikas. Why did the Rashba tell us this din? Because this is a direct hemshech v'chein to the din of Suffolk ol, Suffolk loy ol. And the Taris Yikusil is maisif, that could be the Rashba held, that this is be'etzam, the pashtus of the Gemara. Being that the Gemara, behemshech of Suffolk ol, Suffolk loy ol, says the case of Suffolk kalba, Suffolk shunra, that's mashma, that even if you have a case where it's not a shunra, it's not an animal which, even if it was only one suffolk, it would be mekel, still, there would be room to be mekel in a case where there's two sveikas, suffolk, kalba, suffolk, an animal that is dairis, and even if it's an animal that is dairis, like a zev, suffolk, if it actually was dairis or not. Now we have to be maisif, that this halacha is avada only according to the Rashba l'shitasoi, that he holds that Shmuel is always machmir, because it's a suffolk, a shakal, and there's a chazaka connected chazaka and suffolk derives to the chumra. Therefore, in a case that there's two sveikas, we're going to be mekel. But according to the Rambam, l'fi the hezber of the Taz and the Aruch HaShulchan, every sveika, Shmuel is still machmer. The only reason by suffolk all, suffolk loy all, he's mekel, is because it's a suffolk if there's a reyes, if there's a makam l'stapik b'chal. But in a case of suffolk kalba, suffolk zev, where we see that an animal went in, which could potentially be dairis, the chayre yesh lodon, that's not called the suffolk of the zereyas of achlal. It's just a pashat of sveika. So the fi the shittas haramba b'alacha should be that we're machmer. And he's going to have to be mefarish to Gemara, like what Rabbeinu Yonah says, that a suffolk shunra has a specific natir lahakel, which is why we're going to be mekel, even ladas Shmuel. Based on this whole shtickle, the Taris Yikusil asks some meridika ara on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch on Simon Nun Zayin Sif Yud Gimel, he says a case of a Suffolk Ari, Suffolk Kelev. We saw an Ari and a Kelev lefanenu, and afterwards we saw that the animal was Mivabe Adam. Something happened to the animal. And we have a Suffolk, who did it? Was the Ari or was it the Kelev? Zog the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to be Mekel, based on the Gemaris, on the Nun Gimel Amid Aleph and Nun Gimel Amid Beis, the case of the Bar Avza. Zog the Taris Yikusil, that Lechaira, this is a mistake. Because the two cases where we could be Mekel, is either a case where there's one suffolk who did this wound, a kelev or a shunra, and there we're going to be mekel based on Rabbeinu Yonah because it's not shchiach that a cat should be dairis. Or if you want to say a case of a zev or ari, then we can only be mekel but makom we have two sveikas, a suffolk if it was dairis bachlal, and if it was dairis, was it an ari or a kelev? But if you have only one suffolk, and the tzad of the suffolk that it was dairis was an ari, which is Yashchiach to be Dairis, for that we have absolutely no Makor in Shas that we're going to be Mekel. Memeilo, the din of the Shulchan Aruch is Tzarech Iyun Godol. Ad kan des shtikol, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. On the afternoon Gimel Amud Beis, there's a very sadistic Rashi as to what the whole Metzios of the Eris of Drusa actually does. Rashi says, but if you're Maschol Tzricha Livdoik, Zehu Ha'eres, Utrefa, Shesoifai Lisraif Acheyinkoi Vesbnei Me'ayim. It's mevorin Rashi that the Eris actually goes ahead and makes a hole in the Bnei Me'ayim. So it's Trefa Midin Nikuvas Bnei Ha'me'ayim. And as I state also in the Rashba, but if you're Maschol Drusa, and also in Chuvis, Chelik Aleph, Simon Tovkuf Memvav, he's Mayrich about this. And he's Maisif, and he says that even if the Sakan Ashchita was waiting and on top of the neck of the Shar to Shecht it, and meanwhile a cat comes and it's Dairus it, so Lechayri, even though the Eris eventually is going to make a hole, but Bichayi Gavin, it's not going to make a hole because they're going to Shecht it immediately, nevertheless it's going to have a Din Treifa Al Shem Seifai because it's Seifai Linakev. Now, Taisus, in the beginning of the Perek, on the Fman Bezum and Aleph, B'divir Maschol Drusas Anetz, he argues, Zag Taisus, Teit Loi Mishum Desoifel Inakev, Dim Klein V'chlal Nekuvahi. If that would be the Pshat, then it would be included in the Trefus of Nekuva. And already we know that the Trefus of Drusa is its own Klal. Elamai Zag Taisus, Time of the Drusa, Sha'eres Soireif V'soifel Lamos. It burns, but not that it actually burns a physical hole, but the effect of its burning itself is going to make that it should die. Now the Plesi in Simon Nun Zayin, Sivkotan Hay, at the end of Sivkotan, he says that L'chayra, the Gemara is mashma like Rashi. Because the Gemara in the beginning of Daf Nun Dalim and Aleph says, Veshet nekuvasei b'mashu, drusasei b'mashu. Kane nekuvasei b'cheser, drusasei b'kama. So the Gemara says that because the Veshet is nekuvasei b'mashu, so true the drusa will be b'mashu. And a kana that's nekuvase be'isr, the Gemara declares if the drusase is also only if it makes a red reishim in the shir of kiyasir. And the Gemara comes out of maskana that it's even b'mashu, because ziyara mikli kali va'azil, that even though initially the redness is only in a mashu, but eventually it's going to spread to the size of a kiyasir. Zog de plesi al pipashas, the fact that the Gemara makes a parallel between the size of a nekev to the size of a drusa, shows us that by drusa it's also going to make a hole. Because if by Drusa the Eris was just Seirif, like Taisa says, and it doesn't actually make a hole, Mecha Taisa that there's a Tzushta B'chlal. A Nekev has its own Gedarim, and the Sreifas Eris has its own Gedarim. This could possibly be a Makar to Shitas Rashi. Taisa is going to have to learn that even though it's a different Metzias, nevertheless the Gemara holds that it's possible to Shtel them to each other, and the size by a Nekev is also going to be the size by Eris. Now the emes is that Shitas Rashi is Mamish Apella, like Taisus asks. Im Kain, it should be included in the Trefus of Nekuva and not in the Trefus of Drusa. So the Teferis Yaakov says that by emes we could be Matche the Kavan of Rashi and say that he doesn't mean that it's actually going to make a physical hole, but rather the Lashon of Nekev Bnei Me'ayim means that the Eres seeps through until it reaches the Bnei Me'ayim. And the emes is Azoyes Mashma also on Rashi himself earlier on the Mem Gimel Amud Beis, B'divir Maschol Asafik Drusa, where he talks about the Indian of being Baidik Asafik Drusa, and he says, you're Baidik Ad Sheyadimu HaSimonim Atzmam, to see if the Simonim themselves got red, V'loisha Nikev, not that it actually made a hole, Elisha Eres Madim HaSimon, it makes the Simon red, U'mechalchel V'yoyrid L'chalolai. Now this Rashi is not a Raya Brurik, because could be when he says V'loisha Nikev means that we're not checking for a Nekev, we're just checking for redness. But could be the Trefus is, because eventually it's Soifeli Nakev. But Al Kapanim, there's a smach to say that when Rashi says Nikev in Arasugya, really what he means is like he says over there, that the Eris is Yoyrid L'chalolai. Ad kan this Inyan, and there's much more to be Maisif and to be Mefalpal about this Inyan, and much more to talk about Bechlal on this daf, but due to time constraints, we're going to have to be mistopic with this. Ad kan this shir to Masechta Chulin, daf nun gimel.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.